Welcome to Shomar Shava on the Daf. She responds to Lord Nishmas Arbiak Hashom Leah Basitzchuk. We're holding in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Vov. The Gemara in this Daf introduces the idea of Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. The seven mitzvahs that Bnei Noach got, the Goyim got, they have to keep. Now, what's the reason that Bnei Noach have seven mitzvahs, while the Yidin, the Jewish people, get Taryag mitzvahs? Is there any significance to the number? So we'll start with the Ben Yoyodo on the spot that says the reason is seven mitzvahs Bnei Noach is because the world is divided to seven. There's 7 days in the week. There's seven eklimim, seven different places in the world. Or it's connected to seven koiches atumo of Yetzer Hara, so they'll be able to stand in front of the Yetzer Hara. To Maharal, in Tiferes Yisrael, Perek Tzayin, and a few other places in his Sforim, he says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Adam, there's no such thing as an Adam just being in the Hefker world. He's in the middle of nowhere. He has nothing, he has no structure. The seven mitzvahs Bnei Noach put the Adam in the minimum structure that one can have. And the mashmos of the Maharal is that because the world itself is divided to seven, like we said, 7 days in a week. And as the Maharal mentions many times in his Sforim, every item in the world has seven sides to it. Because everything is a cube. So it has up, down, right, left, front, back, and then the middle. So seven represents this world. So in order for an Adam to be in this world, he must have a structure of seven in order to operate in this world. The Maharal is noiket, the seven mitzvahs of Bnei Noach were given to Adam HaRishon right away when he was created. Rav Tzadik HaKohen, the pre-tzadik, in Parshas Bolok, Oistes, he says the seven mitzvahs come to Adam HaRishon only after the Chet. Before the Chet, he's in a perfect world, doesn't need the Shmira of the seven mitzvahs. But only after the Chet, when he goes down to a world who needs Shmira, that's when he needs the seven mitzvahs Bnei Noach. So Rav Tzadik, given the argument to the Maharal, when it was given, he calls the same Mahalach, Sheva mitzvahs Bnei Noach, is the minimum protection you have in the world. On the other hand, we know there's something called Taryag mitzvahs. So as the Arvi Nachal says in the Pasuk, as mentioned here in the Gemara, what is the Taryag mitzvahs? The Taryag mitzvahs is all the tzinoiris of Ashpa that we have in the world. Chazal and Sefer HaZohar tell us, why do we have Taryag mitzvahs? It's connected to Ramach Eivorim Vishosa Gidim. 248 limbs and 365 sinews. So he goes on to say the only Adam who lives in Gedusha, like a Jew, can have all these Ashpas, all these connections of all his Eivorim and Gidim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Goyim, they're living in a place of Tumah, they can't have such a connection. He goes on to explain a Pikabala, this Indian, that when things are in Koiches HaTumah, if you have too much Ashpa, it's going to be given to the bad in the world. So therefore the Goyim have the minimum amount of seven, while Am Yisrael has the maximum amount of the full Ashpa Adam can get, which is 613. And to explain this a little more, bring over here with the Beis Halevi, the famous Beis Halevi in Jewish Zion says. The Beis Halevi comes with a question. He says, how did Am Yisrael, how can Am Yisrael say Matan Torah, nice seven Ishva? Isolation means we'll do whatever you tell us to do. But we know that the halacha is, if a person accepts them on himself, something she ain't like kitzvah, so they'll do for you whatever you ask me to do, with no limitations. So that's not a ischaivus. One cannot do that. The person has to be mischaiv in something specific. How can the yidin come and say, we will do everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us? So says the Beis Halevi, because the oimek inyan of the Taryag mitzvahs is not that we're doing 613 mitzvahs, but it is the Am Yisrael or the slaves or the servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And a person could sell himself as a slave. That's davar mesuyim. That's something specific. He sells himself as a slave. He mainly has to do everything that the master asks him. When Am Yisrael said Nasav and Ishma, they became servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So mimeil HaKadosh Baruch Hu give him all the mitzvahs that they have. And with this, he goes on to explain, what's the chiluk between the Taryag mitzvahs and the Zayin mitzvahs Bnei Noach? So Zayin mitzvahs Bnei Noach is, there's some obligations that the Goy has to do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's obligations. He does the obligation, and he's free to be on his own. But a Yid, he doesn't have 613 obligations. He's 100% a servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that expresses itself in 613 different ways, all the mitzvahs. We can add to that what we always mention, what's brought down in the name of the Vilna Goyen, that really it's much more than 613 mitzvahs. The mitzvahs include everything that we do in life. It's only 613 klolim, rules that include all the mitzvahs that are shaykh. So the 613 mitzvahs, that expresses the shibut, the complete devotion that Am Yisrael has, that we have nothing of our own. We're completely servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. While the 7 mitzvahs b'nayach is like an employee that has to do a certain job and then he's on his own. And this connects to what we learned before. As the Maharal says, the 7 mitzvahs b'nayach is that it can't be a person that has no structure. He needs to have some structure to live in. So he has a structure, then he has his own life. The Tayag mitzvahs, similar to the Arvi Nachal, means that we're completely connected to the Hashpah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we're completely connected to the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Being Mechuyuv and Tayag mitzvahs is a whole different essence of being a Oivet Hashem than the Zayim mitzvahs being Noach. Anyone who wants to join the Shomar Shove email list, who wants to go, please email shomarshove@gmail.com.